The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and George McEncroe.
That's right, George has popped in from our Brisbane office to try and explain what's actually going on with the water up there.
There isn't any. That's all that someone's taking it all. And I think people from the southern states are being blamed, funnily enough.
Is that right? We're funneling it off.
We're going to
set things straight today. Treated effluent, that's the problem. It needs a new name. Mm-hmm. And we're going to come up with one. Mm-hmm. How fat can Ian Thorpe get? What else? Ed is finally going to do all the things he's been slagging off for the last 18 weeks. It's all coming up on Get This. And here's what Mick Malthouse had to say about me and Ed.
Neither of them have been involved in the Lebanese war. They were not in the car with Mel Gibson. And they weren't responsible for the rate change.
No lies, that's Noiseworks. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Ed, what was that that Irish bloke? What did he say about Noiseworks to you?
All their songs sound like the feckin' Baywatch team.
Let's hear that.
No lies.
There it is, the feckin'
Perfect.
Baywatch theme. That's Ed Cavalli. That'd be morning. George McEncroe.
Good morning.
How are your headphones? Too loud?
They're a little bit loud and they're vibrating with the volume. But I understand you have a hearing deficit. So
I've been slowly deafened by radio. Richard Marsland can barely hear at all. His headphones are up to 100. How are you, Richard?
I don't think they go up to 12, but they do.
I'll try and talk softly.
That blood running down the side of my head is not a new fashion statement.
Even in community radio stations, they have individual levels for the headphones.
They do.
But not here. I mentioned to the bloke in the technical department, he just gave me his usual catchphrase. Everything's on spec, mate. Mate, I've been there. Everything's on spec. What does that mean?
I don't know. Speculation.
The studio could be burning to the ground. Oh, it's on spec, mate. I've checked it. It is on spec.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Get that person sacked.
It means something else.
Tony Cairns.
Controversy.
Our Brisbane listeners will recognise George, who's on the cage. On your Brisbane cage.
They will, my beautiful listeners. Yes, it's nice to be here. Do you know why I love coming to you guys? Because you pronounce my name correctly. You call me McEncroe instead of McEnroe.
Oh, you get a bit of McEnroe?
I get a McEnroe, and really unfair because of John McEnroe, obviously. And actually, Frank McEncroe is my uncle who developed the Chico roll.
Developed it? See, now Ed is impressed.
Seriously.
Okay. He developed a Chico roll. So there was an inferior roll.
He actually stole it from some poor Singapore Korean people
outside
a footy ground and then robbed it, claimed it as his own and marketed the hell out of it, then died leaving every penny to the Catholic Church.
When you say marketed the hell out of it,
he developed the Chico roll.
Well, no, but the marketing for the Chico roll was just like a girl in a really high-waisted leather.
That was my great-grandmother.
With a motorbike.
Yeah.
And it worked.
That's all it takes, baby. Have you tasted one of those things?
Delicious.
They're revolting.
You can taste the leather. What's in a Chico roll? Has anyone ever nutted it down?
You don't want to know, because once you know, it's like Pandora's box. You just turn to salt. Once you know the secret ingredients.
Ed is so interested in food. This morning, I'm going through big news stories, and I've gone, oh, wow, someone's broken the world sausage eating record. And Ed has looked up and gone, already?
Didn't last long.
Suggesting he's been following the stats. The record is now 58 brats in 10 minutes.
Brats?
I saw that. And how much fat was in them?
Oh,
more than we want to know.
Brats, like bratwurst.
More fat in them than in Ian Thorpe.
Oh.
Sorry. What's going on? Segway. He doesn't look that fat
He's
to me.
He's allowed to get as fat as he wants.
Can we call him the chicken torpedo? Can we start calling him that now?
You can't drive a 12-inch nail with a tack hammer, as my dad always said. And clearly, he's got more than...
I think he's fair enough. He's won, like, all gold medals, and the poor thing has to get up at, like, 4 a.m. to swim.
Let him eat.
Let him eat as much as he wants.
And they've done that thing of following, the paparazzi following him. And there he is going through a drive-thru.
Guilty.
They'll find him. And Kirstie Alley's in the back seat. How about...
Did you see where they got the fat bloke from Lost going through the drive-thru? Right. How is that surprising?
Fat guy eating fat food.
If he was doing yoga, that would be a shock.
And a nice shot as well.
Here's an email. Do you get lots of emails at the Brisbane Cage?
Yes, normally complaining about me.
Really?
Yeah, being a girl on radio.
What have we said about that, George?
It's catching on.
It is catching on. In certain parts of the country, it's already established as an accepted idea.
Really? I had a cabbie today driving me going, there's already too many women on the ABC. One woman was bad enough. He knew already that I was a woman working on radio.
For years, women were only allowed to giggle on radio. And then around about 2004,
they advanced from
you
that
can.
Shed moment.
You can now pull a competition winner out of a barrel, I believe.
Do you get this? Is Ed Cavalli the carpet court jester? Check out the ads on TV.
Really?
She
is Alan.
I'm not aware of the jester's work, but he sounds like a very interesting fellow.
Sounds like you would like to be the jester.
What is he? What does he do?
I don't know, but
he's funny. Oh. You can be's funny, can't you?
He dances for carpet.
Whatever he does, the end result is brain snapping bargains. That would be my guess. Do you think a shipping error might be involved? Oh,
so many. You cannot ship carpet without some kind of error going on.
What is going on in Brisbane that we need to know about? Obviously, we're across the big ones.
The water.
The fact that Ed Harris is the mayor.
Yeah.
The fact that Ripley's on the Gold Coast is open.
It's going off.
It's going right off. We know about the whole water situation. Is there more?
No, well, that's it, really. There's no water. We need a lot more. It's more beautiful than you could believe. I've been going to a bit of a theatre. Lately, a lot of people think Brisbane doesn't get the theatre. We've had Porgy and Bess and Romeo and Juliet.
I remember seeing a brilliant production in Brisbane years ago of True West, the Sam Shepherd play. True West,
oh, good stuff.
And if you've ever seen that play, 100 toasters have to go off all at once, and they had to have a call. I remember on the radio, in fact, on FM 104.
Really?
We had to have a call go out. Toasters needed for theatre production.
Really? And how'd you go?
We got hundreds of toasters, and they ended up in the play.
Isn't that
brilliant? Have you seen that play?
It's really tricky.
Toasters have to be set to go off all at the same time.
Oh,
fantastic.
I can smell the burnt toast already.
Gimmickry. That's what you need in the theatre.
I think before I left Brisbane, because I grew up there, the only bit of theatre I ever saw was the animals dancing at World Expo 88. Right. And when I was nine...
That doesn't count as theatre.
Well, when you're nine and there's a porcupine dancing, the world just opens up in front of you.
Drew you to acting and to being the carpet called jester.
I hope to one day play a porcupine.
Here's a problem they've got in Brisbane. People keep saying, Brisneyland and Bris Vegas.
I wish they'd stop.
They need new ones.
Yeah.
Brisbania?
I'm thinking Brisbekistan. I'm thinking Briscatchewan.
It's beautiful.
I'm thinking Brisdonesia. When it's cold, Bristarctica. Let's get some new ones. Brisneapolis. Brisconsin. Bristanbul.
Bristanbul.
Brisnia Herzegovina. Can we have some new ones? Or Brisrail.
Brisrail.
Certain sections Brisrail. Of Brisbane could be Brisrail.
There we go.
Buzz not live on the Gaza Strip.
Or just Brazil. That worked. New names for Brisbane.
Like it.
That's what we're coming up with.
Nice one.
Sensible concepts. George is here. Yeah. It's getting dark outside. Let's get started. That's Coldplay, the hardest part. Here, get this, around the nation on Triple M. George McEnroe from the Brisbane offices here.
Here from Brisbane, the head office, really, of Triple M.
Hello.
All the important decisions are made there.
Hello to everyone listening in Brizzledorf, Brizzablanca.
You have to stop it. People won't take kindly to you messing with their name.
That's great. I just think some new ones are needed.
I agree.
It needs to go a bit more multicultural.
I agree.
Brisbekistan. It'll catch on.
It's got sizzle.
George, you're a woman in the media. Did you realise that?
Apparently so. Yes, I am. I'm very aware of it. It's a huge responsibility.
Well, a lot of girls are wanting to join you, George.
Right.
They've just done a survey, some reputable people, and apparently the most girls, teenage girls, their dream job, creative, writer, artist, actor, is
all
the,
of those.
Is the first.
Done them, yep.
Have you? Yep. Have you ever been medical, doctor?
I'm a terrible actor.
Are you? What were you in that was terrible?
I can't do it. Oh. Even for ads, I can't do it. I'm hopeless. Go on.
Okay. a medical is second. Doctor, nurse, vet, paramedic, 20%. Legal, and then where I help people, and scientific, very low down at 7%.
Cool. Right?
Now, what's going on is, Tone,
yes.
This is what they're attributing it to. Reality television was uniting teenage girls by feeding their desire to be famous, according to girlfriend editor, blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah. So, I was surprised that so many would gravitate to this field, but they've been force-fed that this diet of Big Brother and Australian Idol, and it's made it seem really accessible to them. It's teen girls that are consuming the rise and rise of reality TV. That's why Jamie won Big Brother. It seems like a fast-paced, creative, intelligent environment, and girls want to be a part of that.
A fast-paced, intelligent...
creative environment, and right. That's drawing the young girls of the country towards it.
I don't think that's right.
Well, let's have a listen to just how intelligent and fast-paced it can get.
This is what life's all about, I think, you know? This stuff's good. When you have that stuff, you got to have this.
Yeah, you got to have this.
Yeah, you can't waste it and stick to that.
I know.
What's that without this?
Exactly. You need this. You need that and this when you're having that.
Yes. Surgery, no. Waste of time. the fast-paced world of Big Brother beckons.
It's so creative.
So that's the number one choice.
That's
isn't
the number one choice.
What kind of percentages are we talking about there?
44, almost half. Want to be on the other side of a this and that conversation with Jamie.
But it's interesting because there are so many great female scientists that get celebrated in this country, of course, and get such media attention, you know. They really do go half and half with a big breast.
I am sick and tired of turning on the TV and seeing yet another fantastic scientist.
Yet another clever woman being celebrated for her intellect. It's too much. It's a snoozer. I'm sorry. We want some boobs and boobs and boobs.
We certainly do.
Did I say boobs?
You've come to the right program. Mm. Danny Minogue was described by fellow diners at a Chapel Street, Melbourne restaurant last week as shiny.
Wow.
The shiniest person we've ever seen.
And we've had some real shiners in here.
That's really something. You're pretty shiny yourself.
Thank you.
She's very reflective. It's good for road safety to have Danny Minogue sitting beside you on a dark night.
Who said that she was shiny?
Fellow diners.
Now, there's an untapped resource for New Weekly and Who magazine, the fellow diners.
They join the onlookers.
They could. Source close to the star.
Friends, pals. And insiders.
Insiders. I love the insiders.
Rivaling Danny Minogue for shininess is, of course, Nicole Kidman. And
so shiny. She's shiny.
She is shiny.
She's shiny.
Yeah.
Hugh Hefner wants Nicole Kidman to appear in The Nutty in Playboy. And he describes her as bewitching. I don't think she wants to be reminded of Bewitched.
I don't think so.
It's like describing John Travolta as the finest actor on this battlefield Earth.
Or staying alive.
Don't want to say that. Hey, here's another chick in the media. The Mrs. Doubtfire Bandit. Did you see the Mrs. Doubtfire Bandit over the weekend?
I love it.
What's Mrs. Doubtfire been up to?
Mrs. Doubtfire Bandit, he robbed a bank of 25 grand.
Not bad.
And listen to this, his attention to detail was meticulous. He bought a black wig, a pale skirt from op shops near his Bayswater home. He glued fake nails to his fingers and made a pair of fake boobs. He borrowed makeup from his mother and added black tights, sunglasses and rollerblades.
Sounds like Rose Porteous Hancock.
Rollerblades.
To complete the ensemble.
Right, I've got a skirt, I've got nails, I've got makeup and a wig. I've got fake boobs. How am I going to look like a woman? Wait a second. I know what girls wear on their feet.
At the bank?
Doing your banking. What else but roller skates?
But then there was just one oversight. He forgot to shave.
Police put out an APB to all circuses. Bearded ladies on the list. Stealing cash. Did he get caught?
He got really badly caught. Because he'd remembered the rollerblades but forgotten the beard.
And look, you know, it's a trap for young players when you're new to the bank robbery game.
That is going to make a fantastic telly movie.
I want to see that. I want to see that more than the Todd and Brandt one.
So do I.
And the Mistress of Disguise.
She's behind bars these days, isn't she?
She is behind bars.
I love her.
We need some more about her.
Yeah, I like her. She's quiet.
Other women in the media. Nikki Hamilton, producer of our show.
Yeah.
You know how we love bizarre coincidences on this show.
I didn't, but yeah.
Say what you did over the weekend, Nikki.
I was just getting out some books for my little boy, and I opened up one of the books.
Well, hang on, where were you getting the books from?
Just out of the cupboard, old books that I'd gotten from my parents' antique shop.
Yes, from your parents' antique shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
And what happened? You opened it up.
I opened up. It's a dictionary, like a Cat in the Hat.
The Cat in the Hat dictionary. So where would this have come from? Someone would have taken it to an antique shop.
Yeah. Yes, in Flinders.
All right.
Okay.
Down on the Mornington Peninsula.
Yeah. Open it up. This book belongs to my wife.
Whoa!
Look at that. There's me missus. There's a little tiny handwriting.
Oh.
That's her name, Anne Maver. That's her.
That is so cute.
Wow. What are
You're
the chances
joking.
Of that? So how did that happen?
No idea. I'd like to know.
So she's obviously, this is a valuable family heirloom that she's just fobbed off on. Got a bit of cheap cash from. How's that?
Amazing.
I'm going to have to ask her about that.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
What a coincidence. She's got a Dr. Seuss book. And when she grew up, she married Wally. It's an amazing coincidence. How's that?
Yeah.
That has set the bar for our coincidence episode that we're going to do.
What a coincidence. We're going to have a coincidence episode.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm trying to create some sizzle.
Good work. Stephen Ford Promote will be all over that.
We're trying to look for ideas we haven't stolen from other programs. Every time we think of a good idea, we go, oh, the shebang. Oh, Malloy's done it.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you done on the Brisbane Cage that we can steal, George?
Sully's joke. No, he can't steal that because that's already stolen from a listener. No, there's nothing.
Come
nothing
on, there must be one we can steal.
Marto's wheel, you can't steal
What's
that.
What's that?
Marto's wheel.
We have a spinning wheel where we give away rubbishy gifts that we steal from the sales rep's desk every day. They've become much tidier around the workplace since we began this regime.
What's the worst segment you've done? Because we love to steal segments from other shows that didn't work properly.
Yeah.
Just one that
segment rarely works. I do a G spot every day, which is a little bit of editorialising, and that often just dies at 1,000 deaths. Slowly sinks to the ground.
You need a boing and some canned laughs.
There
have you
go.
Got one of those?
Have you got a boing for me? I would love a boing.
Basically, anything works and sounds funny if you add the sound.
Yeah, absolutely right.
You know,
that's what we need. But see, look how slow he is.
You
on
could
the
say
desk.
I've got one. I've got something we could use. I got Richard. We could say that if anyone watched 60 Minutes last night, yes. I've never watched 60 Minutes in my life, but I saw that was a story of a dog girl. A girl raised by dogs, and now she thinks she's a dog.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm just saying, have a look at a photograph of New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark and tell me that there might not be a resemblance.
See? That added 40% more sizzle and 10% more humour just in that moment.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did you see that? What was she doing? Is it April 1st?
No. It's that's the other half of my favourite thing. My favourite human interest story is when one animal becomes friends with another. A different species and they're friends.
Yeah.
The other half of that, which I love, is when someone gets raised by animals.
I love that.
Yeah, and that's what she was. She was raised by dogs.
So what, was she drinking out of the toilet?
Mm. Yeah.
Everything.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole gear.
The barking. She had a really good bark. It was the best human bark I've ever heard in my life.
Just hope that ABC learning centres don't get onto this. You actually can keep a kid alive raised by dogs. Their profits will go through the roof.
And who's bringing her up now? I mean, did they have the dog parents interviewed?
They were very proud. Very proud of her shiny coat.
I see. People,
she won Best in Show 3 years running.
Do people follow her around with a plastic bag?
They might.
I can feel the segment turning ugly. I just know where it's going to head next. I think we should get out of here. Get
this. They've been publicly humiliated throughout the media. I'm not sure what else we would want to do.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
It's Triple M around the nation, from down the bottom to up in Brizzledorf.
Stop it.
It's Get This. George McEncroe's here.
I'm going to thump you in a minute.
Ooh. Have you seen Ed Cavalli in action on the musical instruments?
Check me out. I've got today I've got a number of synth drums and I'm attempting to play keyboard at the same time. A one, a two, a three.
Wow.
Not bad. Wait, there it is.
Sounds just like Pat Benatar, though.
No. Trust me.
That's enough whistling Pat Benatar here at Get This on Triple M. And just as we've gone into that, Richard Marsland pushes the buttons on the show, drops his Pat Benatar fact of the day. What was it, Richard?
That her daughter was on the TV show Rich Kids Cattle Drive.
Yeah, I bet you're kicking yourself, George McEncroe.
I missed
that the
it.
Brisbane Cage didn't get to that bombshell first.
Big stories.
We're going to talk after the show.
Look and learn, Ian Skipper.
Need you there.
Where were you on the Benatar facts? Lagging
behind.
We're brought to you by
the limited edition Mercedes-Benz Vito. It's the perfect package.
Hello.
There it is.
Kenny set it off. It is the van of the year. More safety features than would seem necessary. That's what you'll find aboard the Vito.
Yeah.
I just sit in it and try and trigger the safety features.
Do you?
And what is it? You can knee it in the ghoulies.
Yeah, you can run a flying knee at its ghoulies and it'll laugh it off.
This was actually demonstrated to us by the Mercedes
Very
bloke.
Enthusiastic man.
Mm. Mr. Benz came in. Hey, what are we doing here?
Yeah, what's going on, Tone?
We're looking for new segments. That's what we're doing. We're always looking for new segments, George.
It's hard to find new segments.
Do you guys have a workshop? Do you get everyone out the back? And
we go crazy on a whiteboard.
Oh, really? A brain, an idea shower?
Yeah. And and sometimes it rains gold.
Does
my
it? Put a raincoat on. It's about to rain ideas.
Sometimes Mensa come barging through the front door and knock it down.
Where? Jamie, the lead man of Mensa, comes in.
I've got some ideas.
You see, we like to bag Big Brother. And we're going,
well,
maybe we're being a bit harsh.
That's true.
Maybe we've got to try before we slag.
This is true.
So Ed has decided that this week what he's going to do every day is he's going to do all the things that we normally bag.
But, yeah.
That's so brave of you.
Yeah, thanks.
I really admire that.
So I'm willing to go as long as it takes, Tone.
Yeah, well, I've got a theme song for you.
Of course you do.
It's really taken a long time to put this together. Here we go.
Myself. Suddenly I'm listening to Nickelback. Should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm watching The Bill. I never thought I could feel so free. Find a way to buy a headband like Jamie's.
Wow. What have you done now, Ed?
I judged a regional beauty contest.
Because we hate beauty.
What?
When did we start hating?
That doesn't sound so tough.
We've never been against beauty.
No, look, this is a stretch, right? Basically, I was going to the beauty contest and needed to find a way to justify it. But that's led us to me actually going to do something. But it was confronting. That's the only way to describe it. Because I went with my friend Christian, who's like the new hot dude on Neighbours.
Okay.
And he's like ring-a-ding-ding hot. Like, you know, so we get there and it's very nice people, very all going, and we're laughing and joking. And quite an angry crowd of dudes there. A beauty contest can attract it's frustrating.
It's
these girls
primal.
It's
deeply primal.
Yeah.
And who will mate with this person?
Well, no one. That's what they're angry about.
Isn't this meant to be like listening to a Nickelback album or, you know, transcribing the poetry of Jamie? What is so terrible about going to a beauty competition?
All right, well, it started, right? It started. And I was laughing with Christian. This is going to be funny, funny, funny. It wasn't funny because they take it dead serious.
Right. Especially in a women's prison. The stakes are very high.
Hello to all the ladies doing time.
Hello to Mrs. Doubtfire.
She did well, actually. In the bearded section, she won hands down. And anyway, so they walk right up to the judge's table and kind of shake it at you, right? And they're not wearing much. And I was like feeling a bit like, yeah. So I was like looking in the face and sort of smiling. And the look they were giving me was like, we all like check the stuff.
Yeah, don't look at my face.
Yeah.
I've been working 400 hours a week in the gym.
Yeah, what about
and starving myself and missing my period for 5 years so you can look in my beautiful eyes?
Ah, get down to the merch.
Yeah, exactly.
Nana's got my eyes. You want to look at eyes? Look at her.
Top merch.
Check the merch.
Yeah, mate.
So I was checking the merch and we finished.
Oh, this sounds terrible.
No.
How could you do it?
The terrible bit's coming up. So then we had to, it was halftime, we had to judge. And I said, look, luckily there was a photographer and last year's winner that was sitting next to us.
Mm.
And I said, I don't know what I'm looking for. Someone help me out. Mm. And the winner, last year's winner, very nice girl, just turned to me and goes, tits and ass, Ed, tits and ass. and looks back at her sheet. And I was like, okay. Anyway, we all finish. We award the prize. And hello to Chucker, who was there, who was the only person who was nice to me. Hello, Chucker, nice to meet you.
And the prize was?
The trip to the Gold Coast,
of course.
Fancy.
To Ripley's.
On the Gold Coast.
They hate tits and ass on the Gold Coast.
Anyway, so they said, the girl comes up to us, who was from a local radio station, and said, can we do an interview with you and Christian? I said, I'd prefer not. You know, I almost got stabbed just going to the bathroom. I don't really want to have to. Yeah. And she said, no, trust me, it'll be fine. So I said, fine. She gets up, and I was first, and she goes, all right, everyone, we've got Ed Cavalier from Triple M's Get This. Dead silence. Right? Who listens to Triple M?
Don't ask that.
Who listens to Triple M? Dead silence.
Tumbleweed.
I hear one guy at the back go, no one, right?
Good.
Then
It's another triumph. Forget this.
And then, oh, right, and then
it
she
gets
goes,
worse.
So then she goes, so this is your first time to, and names the city. I was like, yes. And she goes, what did you think of it? And I said, I think this is possibly the best place I've ever been in my whole life.
Oh,
and a guy at the front just goes, bullshit, mate. Dead silence, right? And I kind of stumble off. Then she goes, anyway, ladies, look what I've brought for you. And wheels out Christian, rapturous applause. Right? And then she goes, you probably don't know him. He'll be on Neighbours in a few months' time. More rapturous applause. Yeah.
He's so pretty, we don't care what he does.
Wow.
You took one for the team, though,
bad
buddy.
Times.
Well done.
Bad times.
Who knows what Ed will be getting up to tomorrow.
Liking Jake Wall. I never thought I could feel so free.
One of those annoying little upright electric scooter things.
Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's Ed Cavalier.
Oh, best song ever, Tone.
The adventures continue tomorrow.
Tone,
what?
I'm open to suggestion. Right in.
One segment down, you're already open to suggestion. That's Robbie Williams. Let me entertain you. Get this on Triple M. Myself, Tony Martin, Ed Cavalier, George McEnroe. Or McEnroe. I said McEnroe.
You were going so well, and then you got a touch of the Tourette's, didn't you, really?
We were running late, so I thought I'd drop a consonant.
Oh, jeez.
It is your show. You do have your name on your show. You can do whatever you like.
We're back on time. By mispronouncing your name, we're back on time.
There we go.
Oh, behind again. There you go.
Tone?
Yes.
Water.
Oh, we get to water.
Okay.
First, your segment. Things you were going to do, things that you normally hate. One of the things you were going to do is watch Yasmin's Getting Married. I think it's been axed.
Yeah, thankfully.
You're not going to get a chance to do that.
Now, I did watch a little bit.
Yeah.
Didn't love it.
No.
Didn't want to marry Yasmin yourself?
Well, I thought there was a guy, she had a friend, this kind of like friend who was judging all the men, and it was quite clear that he was just in love with her.
Oh, I see. Really?
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, it's smacked of like a setup of a romantic comedy that you don't want to watch.
So who would be in that?
Okay. I've got Andy McDowell as every female character.
That's great. Right? That's very
so
nice.
So dribbly.
Yeah. I love John Cusack, but he's always in those bloody serendipity must love dogs rubbish.
Hey, so what's going to happen to Yasmin now?
I don't know. It's being replaced by Thorpe's Getting Fatter.
She's at a bar tonight picking up the old-fashioned
really
way, I think.
Old-fashioned
40 pots down.
She's having to do it by hand.
Yasmin's anybody's.
My flatmate told this story on the weekend. We drove past this place. He went, oh, there used to be a really good nightclub in there. I said, really? What happened? He goes, oh, closed down. I said, why? He goes, it was 50 cent spirits. And I said, and the problem was? He goes, well, they found out they were putting meth in them. And I said, what? That's bad. And he goes, yeah, I know. I must have had like 3,000 of those over the years. I think it's why my eyesight's so bad.
He was driving?
Yes.
Oh, no. Wait.
Isn't that great?
It's time to get up onto a higher plateau.
Ah, good.
Water, Tone. Yes, water. We've been talking about the Queensland water for quite some time and making a bit of fun. But, of course, it's happening everywhere. I think Queensland is just leading the charge.
State of emergency they're going to declare. Peter Beattie's declaring a state of emergency.
State of emergency.
Yep, and that's how bad it is. And if we all really emergency ourselves, we might make it rain.
Larry, I don't know what's Larry Springborg got to say?
Not very much. He was talking, but everyone just left the room.
Is he getting that Springborg water going? That's the anti-feminisation water.
Yeah. Watch out up north of the border.
We're not making this up, are we? He's convinced that people will turn into lady boys.
Hormones in the water, apparently, through recycling. That's
what happened to Mrs. Doubtfire.
The Doubtfire.
Big drink of the Brisbane River. Away she went. Now, there's been an SMS. The people are starting to turn. Now, we say, Tone, there's nothing wrong with the water. It's the marketing. It's the sizzle department.
This is exactly right.
It's the word.
Engineers can't market water.
Effluent.
Yeah, treated effluent.
It's not got delish.
It's got the word loo in it.
It's got not the delish factor.
Exactly. Now, this is exactly what's going on. Susie from somewhere or another has SMS'd into the newspaper saying, recycling dirty and gross sewage water to drink is just not on. More people would get sick.
She's a genius. Did you get her PhD in, Susie? In water engineering
in
or
text
not?
Messaging.
I think so, texting.
So that's what we're going to do, Tone.
Better names.
Better names.
Please
names try. That make it sound yummy. Now, lots of, you know, we're in New York.
Yep.
It's somebody said the other day.
It's been through the body five times. Five. London, seven times.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, you might be drinking a bit of Madonna. That's good.
Yeah.
That could be
been
good.
Through the body seven times, but never used on the body once.
There you go.
There you go. Sorry.
I like it.
What are you, Mr. Marsland, pushing the buttons, what have you got? What should we call this water?
H number 2O.
Oh.
Hey, you have one of those for all of them.
No, yeah, we're going to
funny
need,
or not.
A lot of boing.
See, no, that's funny.
I haven't thought about this.
But it doesn't make it sound attractive.
Oh, no.
There's no sizzle there, I'm afraid.
What about pre-loved water?
That's good. Pre-loved.
That's good. That's all right.
Only one lady owner. That. That's good. Pre-loved water. One lady owner. Only used it to get to the shops. That's nice.
Barely used. Oh.
Barely used. That's good.
Barely
that's,
used.
Barely used.
I can't do this game.
It needs to sound attractive. What about Rebecca Roman effluent? Now I want some.
Bucket, please. Okay.
Eva Herzer Geffluent.
Oh, that's good.
It needs to sound attractive and appealing.
Very good, very good. I've run out of ideas, so let's ask the listeners. I've got
please
nothing.
Please help us. I can't think of anything either.
What do you reckon they should call that recycled water that, face it, we're all eventually going to have to be drinking? Give us a call, 133353. That's the Killers. Thank you, music department here at Triple M. Somebody told me we're up a certain mountain. George McEncroe from the Brisbane Cage is with us.
I am.
Up
and
there.
Bereft of ideas. So
look, the listeners
thank
are coming
God
good.
Oh,
listeners.
Thank goodness.
We need
to really make our job so much more pleasant.
New names for recycled water or treated effluent, as people keep calling it.
No, not delicious. Hello, Dean.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, man. What are you thinking?
Well, you've already got distilled water.
Yep.
What about distilled water?
There we go.
Sensational.
Delicious. Thank you, Dean. Hello, Skip.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, man. What do you think it should be called?
How about something classy like Chanel number 2s?
Oh, that's great.
Oh, there's a job for you at Saatchi & Saatchi.
It's got number 2s in it, but before you get to that, there's the Chanel.
And yes, Nicole Kidman will do the ad. That'll be great. Hello, Chris.
How are you going?
Very good. What do you think?
Well, instead of H2O, what about H2O?
There you go.
Good on you, Chris.
That's a little close to treated effluent, but I like it. I like it.
You're laughing while you're feeling sick.
Hello, Dion.
Hey, g'day, guys.
What do you think, mate?
Oh, I'd call it just passing through.
That's lovely.
There you go.
Oh, I can see the label like a good bottle of wine
that'd
on that.
That'd be lovely.
Mm. It still sounds like effluent, but, you know, it sounds jaunty.
Hello, Paddy.
Hello. How are you?
Good, man. What are we going to call it?
Oh, you've got to call it Clayton's water.
Yes.
Okay. The water you have when you're not having water.
Good.
Well, you've already had too much water.
That's good.
The word poo isn't in there.
Yeah. No, that's the sizzle nobody's going to be put off.
That's got sizzle. How's that?
You're listening to the marketing.
Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Where's Mick Malloy?
he's in a bit later. He's still sleeping right now. That's why we're trying to talk quietly. We're trying not to wake him.
Thank you, Paddy. Also, Carl, who I accidentally dropped off because I don't know what I'm doing, he said that he lives in Bris Waterless. That's good. That's good. And my favourite one, which I also got dropped off somehow, was Megan Gale Force Water.
That's good. Any reference to Megan Gale? In fact, any reference to Megan Gale seems to wake Mick Malloy up and get him in earlier. When they need him to come in for a meeting, they just go, well, Megan Gale's still here.
You're
from the breakfast
in the
show.
Studio.
So he's there. Is that it?
That's it. When we are done.
What happens to these callers that drop off? What is happening there?
What
are you driving
tone?
Under a bridge?
No, I have to drag them across the screen.
Yeah.
But often in doing that, I click this other button, which hangs up.
Wow. Are you writing down tips to take back to the Brisbane Cage, George?
I am.
Hey, say hello to everyone who works on that fine show for us.
I will. They love you guys.
And good luck with the water and all that business.
Thanks. Can you make it rain?
Sounded a bit disingenuous. Yeah, yeah, good luck with the whole end of the world deal up. You're part of the whole program.
Yeah. I love being here.
All right.
We love having you.
Thanks.
You can come back.
Yay.
And talk rubbish with us again.
Oh, guess what? Tomorrow is tune.
What is it?
movie show.
Oh, it's our special movie show. Email us in with topics or films you'd like us to canvas, questions, anything.
Absolutely right. L. Hume will be here.
Yes.
And I'm going to set him the best movie soundtrack challenge the universe has ever known.
Fantastic. Wow. L. Hume, sure, he's not the Joker in the new Batman film. We're now pushing for him as the egghead. And our key phrase today was, which one was it from our collection?
Oh, Megan,
of
Gale Force Water.
And yes, we will be back tomorrow with Lockie Hume. And it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito Van of the Year.